Thanks for joining in on this week's episode of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM, and today I am joined by Laura McCartney, who is the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity's Executive Director. Thank you, Laura, for coming in today. I appreciate your joining us to teach us about habitat here in Holmes County.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And so let's just kind of get to know you a little bit. How long have you been with Habitat for Humanity of Holmes County?
So I actually just started last January 2025. So I'm just over a year in.
Now, did you start as just a member or did you jump right in as the director?
Yes. So my journey's a little different. I had attended a few meetings, went to a few events, and then jumped right in as the director.
What made you make that decision?
Well, a series of events. So I was working at Mulwoods, and in 2023, we went to Ukraine and we built some temporary housing over there. And that really changed my perspective on stuff. And I thought, why do we wait till there's a natural disaster or something else to go out of country to do good? Like, I was looking at what I could do in my local community and just felt restless where I was at. Like, I was supposed to be maybe doing something more. And a friend of mine mentioned that someone, they were looking for an executive director for Habitat for Humanity. And my initial reaction was, oh, no. That's far above anything I've ever done. And that was intimidating. And she encouraged me just to attend a few meetings, get to know the board members and what they do. So I did that. And I kind of stepped out on faith and decided that maybe that was what I was supposed to do. So,
well, it kind of sounded like it if you liked building the homes to help people who needed them.
Absolutely.
Kind of, that's pretty much the definition of habitat, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
So for Holmes County's Habitat, they focus mainly on just the building portion, correct?
Yes. So in Holmes County, we build one home a year. They are new builds. Every affiliate in Habitat kind of runs a little bit differently depending on their county's needs. So some focus on rehabs and remodels. Some do new builds. Some do a combination of both. In Holmes County, we do one new build a year currently.
And that goes to families who are in need of an affordable home.
Yes. So the kind of sector that Habitat serves is the folks that kind of fall in the middle. It's almost like the gap. So they're probably making more than they would to get like assistance from the government, but they're not making quite enough to be able to afford a traditional down payment and loan, like to build their own home. So we kind of hit that gap. There are actual standards of like income requirements and stuff that we base off of HUD standards that come out every year, but that's kind of the general nutshell. To work with Habitat, to be a Habitat family, you have to fall within the income requirements. You have to demonstrate a need and then a willingness to partner with the organization.
Because you don't just have a house built for you.
Right.
You have to help build your house.
Yes. This is a common phrase, is that we give a hand up. It's not a hand out. So the families are very active in putting in their sweat equity towards the homes, which can range from cleaning and doing all the painting. It could be helping with flooring, drywall. Each situation is just a little bit unique to the build and the family.
I had a friend who got a house and we helped. She had a painting party.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of us came in and we helped her paint all the rooms in the house.
Yep.
And stuff. So yeah, they're right in there doing the work.
Yep. Yep. They're putting the sweat equity in. And then any friends and family that come in to help, like such as you did with the painting party, your hours that you volunteered also go towards their volunteer hours. A lot of times it starts with actually the new family helping the current family, like seeding the yard in, which is also nice because it helps to bring the community together and the families know each other. They can ask questions like, what was your experience going through this, you know, or I'm nervous about this, and they can kind of just have that open communication between each other.
Because they all become a little bit of a family.
Right. You are all part of the Habitat family when you're with us forever, whether, you know, for through the good things and the challenging things as well. So,
and it's a nice, fun journey, and it helps the community.
Yeah, it is. It's been an amazing journey. The Marks are my first family that I've went through the entire process with, from the beginning selection all the way through the final. And they were they were so incredibly patient with me, as I learned, because I'm still new in the position. And it was just awesome to kind of grow alongside of them and develop a good relationship with them as well.
Well, we're going to learn more about what you do with Habitat and Habitat in general as we continue through Focus Fridays here. That is Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Welcome back to Focus Fridays here on WKLM. I am Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am speaking today with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity. And we kind of got a little basic overview in the first segment there. And so as director here in Holmes County, I'm sure you wear many hats.
Oh, yes. Lots and lots of hats.
So what are some of the basic duties as director?
Okay, so obviously I have the essential like day-to-days, which is responding to emails, trying to keep up with like the social media side of things. And that can vary from people reaching out, inquiring as to volunteer opportunities, how they can make donations. A lot of times it's potential families asking about the application process, what that looks like. And then during the build season, I'm in constant contact with our contractors and subcontractors, kind of making sure everything's going over there fine. I like to visit the site a lot to try to get photos of everything, make sure that, you know, all of our requirements are being met there. And then there's, of course, preparing for like the monthly board meetings, which I would just like to point out that the public is welcome to attend any of those. They are on the first Tuesday of the month at 5:30, and they're located at 6 West Jackson Street, which is above the Chamber of Commerce. We welcome people to come in if you're curious, if you've kind of always wanted to know like what it's about. We encourage you to join a meeting and just see firsthand like what we've got going on. So,
and end up being a volunteer.
And maybe volunteer, or maybe you have the connection we need for something else. But so yeah, just kind of managing those day-to-day tasks. And then it changes pretty dramatically throughout the year, depending on what portion of the build site is. I mean, I've been known to be out loading my truck up with straw from the farmer to get it to the house so we can seed the yard and lay the straw over. There's no one kind of set routine that happens daily or even weekly. It just varies with the flow of where the build is. So I could be financial counselor one day, a social media expert the next, and then I'm lawn care out there helping, you know, the families put their new yard in. So
even though you have the title of director, you are not tied behind a desk.
Oh,
at all.
No, ma'am. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I like to be hands-on and involved.
And with Habitat, that's definitely something that it's all hands-on involved. There's no way to be a part of it without being hands-on.
That's mostly true. I mean, there definitely are positions where if somebody wants to kind of help do some of the paperwork and like legwork of things,
like,
that we could.
Hey.
Yeah, we could definitely, you know, if someone has a lot of experience, for example, in grant acquisition, and they're like, hey, I have 10 hours a week that I would like to put out for some local nonprofit, we would welcome someone like that. And it's still hands-on, just in a different kind of way. So there are like some more physical hands-on portions and volunteer opportunities, but there's also a lot of behind the scenes that you don't think about necessarily right off the...
Anytime you can find somebody who can write grants,
oh my, that person is worth gold.
You hold them very tightly.
Yes, because as much as I love the person-to-person interactions, that part is not my forte. So I'm trying and I'm learning, but there is a lot to it. You just barely scratch the surface and you realize how much you don't know.
Exactly. And everyone is different.
Like, oh, yeah.
They're not the same.
No.
It's like, what?
There's no standardization across just do A, B, and C and apply that and you're good. No, they're all different.
And so as you're settling into your first year as the director, what is probably some of your more favorite parts of what you're doing?
Oh, I really, really love getting to interact with the families and outreach to the community because, you know, believe it or not, there are some people that did not realize Holmes County has a Habitat for Humanity. So speaking at churches with different organizations, kind of letting them know what we do, why we do it, and like our vision of where we would like to be, those definitely stick out as some of the favorite things. But I absolutely love interacting with the families. And, you know, when the kids run up and they want you to read them a bedtime story, like you feel like you've gained literal family in your own life, and to see them succeeding and being in a safe place for their kids, like that's just, that's, you can't put words to that.
Little kid coming up, hey, come see my room. I have my own room.
Look what I've hung up on the wall, you know, and they're so excited and, you know, they're flipping the lights on and off because their light switches are, you know, working and they're excited about it. And it's just, you just can't put words behind that kind of joy that that brings you.
Now, you said you have a board.
Yes.
For Habitat. How many people are on the board?
I believe currently we're at 13.
And now you are the director. Do you have anybody that is outside of the board that you work with, like an assistant director or anything like that? Or are you kind of it and then the volunteers?
Well, my board has been completely instrumental. So we have a president, vice president, with the traditional board positions, secretary. And without all of those hands, our organization wouldn't run. Like, I kind of end up being the face person for everything, the spokesperson for everything. But if it wasn't for the guidance of those board members, I don't know where I'd be. They've been so patient in asking, you know, when I ask questions, when I need help, they're supportive. But also this year, I actually am part of the Holmes County leadership class, which has been really amazing because it's connected me to other people that have been leaders in their fields for a long time. And having the resources to say, hey, I'm struggling like with this, what would you do as a leader? And being able to get that feedback from organizations, you know, that are very vast and not even related to Habitat, but just in that leadership and like knowing how they grew their organizations or what struggles did they come across, and having that connection there is definitely like outside of Habitat, but has been instrumental in, you know, my implementation of how I'm working within our organization.
And having good leadership skills is important.
It is.
And that networking ability. And that's what Holmes County is all about, is knowing all the right people and helping each other out.
It's been amazing to attend, you know, obviously, being in the housing sector, we have the Envision stuff that's going on and the Housing Coalition and being involved in all that. And you start to see these patterns, especially with nonprofits. You start to see the same faces that are showing up, you know, that are part of Sacred Grounds and they're at the community, you know, Housing Coalition. And there you see some of the same people that just have this drive to do everything we can for our community and to make it better. And that is so just very encouraging. That is the fabric of Holmes County right there, is just neighbors that are caring and watching out for their neighbors. And I think that's what makes us really unique and very special.
And what you guys do is really in the spotlight right now. Housing is a big issue and trying to figure it all out. And you're like, we've been trying to figure it out for years.
It's a hot topic right now. Certainly is. Yeah. And it feels good that there's a more broad conversation happening amongst everything from business owners and landlords and private individuals. It's been really wonderful to see that conversation being opened up and folks willing to move on it.
And now maybe understanding more why you guys do what you do.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people didn't know this need was out there. If you have a home and you've been in your home for a while, you don't understand that there are people who are struggling or people who want to move here.
Yeah. And that the options are kind of limited. Yeah.
It's very, we want to protect our land and the heritage as much as we can.
Absolutely.
But you also want to welcome people in.
Yeah. If you have someone who's grown up in the county, they moved away, got their education, and they want to come back and raise a family in Holmes County.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's very hard. And you see that time and time again. And it's not even about the income at that point. It's literally there is an availability issue. And it's very, like I said, refreshing that people are talking about it and looking at it and like, we are going to find a solution for this. And it will be just as unique as Holmes County is, because like you said, we don't want to lose what makes us special, which is our rural farmlands and things. But we do need to think about what Holmes County is going to look like in a couple generations if people can't afford to live here or can't find the space.
There's definitely some creative people working on this project.
Absolutely. That's what we need. We need those out-of-box thinkers.
Exactly. Well, we're going to learn more from Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are returning here with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And you briefly mentioned previously that you're looking to grow with Habitat. And right now you just do one home a year and you have big dreams of more.
Yes. So right now we do one home a year, and that's kind of been the traditional for the last several years. And I really want to bring back the model of the traditional Habitat Builds, where we have volunteers coming in, large church groups, businesses, and that just takes a certain capacity for an affiliate to do that. And for a while, Holmes County has been maybe slightly under the capacity to be able to do those traditional builds. And so my vision of growth is that we bring that back. And, you know, I think that through the generosity of our county, I think we could do 4 or 5 homes a year. There is definitely a need. We addressed that 100%. In the last section. but the generosity of our businesses, our churches, our community members, I know that Holmes County can do more. Now, figuring out the logistics of all that is something that I'm working on with my board this year to see what does that physically look like. Off the top of my head, one of the biggest constraints right now is land. We have approximately 4 lots left to build on. So if you stand by traditional, we're 1 a year. In 4 years, we don't have anywhere else to build. So that is a big hurdle that we keep circling back to is where do we build? Because to keep our homes affordable, Habitat generally builds within city limits where utilities are available, sewer and water. So we are able to purchase a lot and then connect to those utilities, and that keeps the cost down versus, you know, if someone were to donate land out in the country, say a 20-acre spot that we could divide up and, you know, we could have 40 homes there. Because if you've ever seen our lots, especially in Millersburg, we affectionately call them goat lots. They're a little bit on the smaller side, and often they're on hillside. But so we have the ability to build, and I think we have the generosity to build, but finding the right land, if we can keep the cost down for the land, such as a donation or sold at half price, we could afford to put in, you know, a well and a septic for those homes.
And that's where it's like, well,
that's where we need the community to really step up and say, hey, you know what? I've got this 5 acres here that just isn't really doing much, didn't have plans for it. You know, we're always entertain the idea of, you know, talking with landowners or businesses that would want to donate land. You know, it is obviously, we're a 501(c), mm-hmm. so it would be a tax write-off, but keeping the homes affordable is our top priority. And if we have to buy land at market value and then put in utilities, that is pretty much going to immediately kick our mortgages out of range for the price of what our families can afford.
Or even if you have to pay for land and you get the put in of the utilities donated.
Yes. Yeah. If we can just one or the other, you know, a balance there. So
and that way we can help get more homes built in, because right now you're just set at 1 per year, so you don't run out.
There is kind of a catch 22. You want to grow, but you don't want to, okay, we can build 4 houses next year and now we have no land, so now we can't build for the next 4 years, you know.
So we figure it out.
So there's a lot of trust in stepping out in faith on things. And so even just saying like, I want to grow this, that's scary for me, because I don't have 10 years under my belt. I have an incredible board with a wealth of knowledge, and I know I live in an incredible community that if we put out these big visions, somebody somewhere is going to come alongside us and say, hey, let me help you realize this.
So if somebody were to want to help you realize this, how would they make that happen?
Well, they can get a hold of me in many different ways. Habitat for Humanity this year, we have a cell phone now. So if someone is comfortable texting and they would prefer to text, that number is 234-354-0017. We also still have our landline, which is 330-674-4663. I can be reached at my email, which is director@holmescountyhabitat.org. And you can also reach out if you would like through our Facebook channels, through Messenger. You can stop and make an appointment to visit with me in person, or I will come to you. If anybody wants to send donations, they can send those to P.O. Box 418 in Millersburg, 44654. But, you know, honestly, just having that conversation with someone is what I would prefer, just to have that connection and see, like, what are you thinking? What are you able to do? What do you want to do? How could you partner with us? Those are the basis of, you know, a good start.
And donations always help.
Donations are always welcome, because, you know, if we do need to buy land and we can find it somewhere, you know, having that pool of money to be able to say, hey, this came up kind of last minute, it's perfect, let's like make an offer and let's get that, because that's going to be another home for someone.
because no matter what gets donated somewhere at some point in a build, you have to buy something.
Yes. Yeah. While we are very lucky and, again, a generous community, you know, sometimes it's the supplies that are donated. Sometimes it's the labor that is donated. Sometimes it's a combination of everything. And then, of course, there's grants that we try to utilize as much to stretch our dollars as far as we can.
And there's always fees for things, too, and permits and everything else. So donations are always appreciated.
Donations are always welcome. One thing that I thought was kind of neat this year that I've seen come in personally is there's a Cars for Homes program, and it's not widely advertised, but you can get a hold of Habitat International. And if you have a car that you no longer use, running, not running, I believe they even accept boats and agricultural equipment, if I'm not mistaken, and you can arrange with them to have Habitat pick those up, and then they rehab them if they're rehabable, or they maybe scrap them, I'm assuming. But a lot of that will come back to your county's Habitat. So that's kind of a non-traditional way of donating and maybe, you know, clearing your yard for some spring cleanup.
That's a great program. I'm sure people have cars, running or not, that just need to go.
Absolutely.
And it can help with the transportation issue that is also happening along with the housing
issue. Very
much so.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we have so much more to learn as we continue speaking with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are stepping back in with the Habitat for Humanity of Holmes County Executive Director, Laura McCartney. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And we talked about how the build kind of starts to happen, but you got to have somebody to build for.
Absolutely.
How does that process happen?
Yeah. So in Holmes County, our application period is for 1 month. It's in the spring, usually, and like for this year, April 1st is when the applications will become available, and they will be available and need to be turned back in by April 30th. We will have those announced when they're available on our Facebook page and on our website. I also hope to get, you know, a little shout out here on the radio.
Just get the information.
Everything is ready. And those are physical applications that can be picked up either in the Chamber Building, which is the 6 West Jackson Street. We'll have some available there. You can also pick them up at Park National Bank, and they will be available for there. And once they're filled out, you can drop them back off at those same locations. And I also encourage anyone that if they're starting to go through the application and they're really not sure about something or confused, please, please reach out and let us know, because I am more than willing to sit down with folks and help them fill that out. It's honestly not a terrible application. It's pretty straightforward. And we do have a checklist that goes with it. So whenever, before they're turned back in, just encourage you to go over that checklist, make sure you've hit every single thing, because we cannot process an incomplete application. So if any part of that is left out, you know, you're going to be ruled out kind of like right off of the bat. And we don't want that to happen, like kind of on a technicality, but it's just required that we need all of that information in order to make our decisions. So
you have to be very thorough.
Be very thorough because we only do accept and build one house a year. It is very competitive. On average, I'd say we get 12 to 15 applications. And out of those, there's usually 2 or 3 that aren't complete. And I have to, you know, put those in the no pile, which breaks my heart because obviously there's need there. But just making sure you're thorough, filling those out, and don't hesitate if you're not sure what a question means or what paperwork is needed, just to reach out to any of us. You can even go into the bank and, you know, and reach out to Tiffany and ask her if, hey, I'm not kind of confused what I need for this. You know, don't hesitate to communicate, because we want you to have the application filled out properly so that we can consider, you know.
So it can make your job harder.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah, exactly.
But you guys need that information because it is an income-based program.
Absolutely, yes. And we do rely on like the HUD requirements that are put out. And they say they put them out in April last year. We didn't get them till the 30th. So what we had done was just taken the previous year's requirements. Mm-hmm. They usually don't change a whole lot, maybe by a few $100 per year. But those are very much based on those standards, and we have to follow those.
And because you are a nationally based, while you're the Holmes County branch,
yes,
you still do have requirements through the main Habitat.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so It is all physical, nothing online.
There is nothing online at this point. Yes, our applications are still physical, you know, 8x10s in a manila envelope.
But because of all the documentation you need, that makes sense.
Yes. I think in the end, it's a little easier because you can just scan, photocopy things, and you don't have to fuss with technology. Because in some areas, that's very frustrating when it doesn't work.
So having technology not work?
Yeah, having the physical copies is just, in my opinion, a little bit easier for some. So.
I'm definitely a physical copy kind of person. I totally get it. Yes. So how long does it take you guys to go through the applications to make the choice?
So that varies a little bit depending on how many applicants that we receive. But what we do is once we get those, the first process is just income verification and making sure that the applications are complete. That's kind of the first step. The next step then is we have a family selection committee, so it's not all on me. I'm actually just kind of the organizer of all the information.
Which probably feels a little bit of relief for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that it's a board, you know, it's a selection committee of our board members. They sit down and go through all and they verify the same things that I'm verifying. They're looking at income, they're looking at need, they're looking at the willingness to partner. And we implemented this last year kind of a new process where the families that qualified, we had them come in for a 15 to 30 minute in-person interview with the entire family selection committee and myself, because I like to meet the families. That's, again, a very big part for me is to meet them. We do those interviews, and from there, the selection committee will further narrow down the families. And at that point, there's usually three or four that are kind of in the running of, like, maybe they have the greatest need. And that can be things such as, like, different gendered children sharing a bedroom. That's a really big one.
That's important.
Boys and girls need their own bedrooms. So yes. If somebody's doubled or tripled up, that is definitely, like, pretty high on the need basis. So then they will narrow it down to those three or four families, and they go and they do a home visit, looking at the home to see what kind of condition is it in, whether they're renting or owning. Usually it's not an owning situation, usually a rental, but like, what state is the home in? Is there a leaking roof? Is there mold, lead paint? All of those things also play into need, because what it comes down to is, like, we usually have two or three families that are, you know, pretty neck and neck on need. Exactly. And maybe they have the same spatial constraints, but one home is a pretty solid home, you know, it's safe, it's not leaking, and the other home, maybe they're having mold issues and health issues related to that, so that would kind of bump their need up. And from there, the family selection committee will also meet again and then kind of decide who our family is for the following year. So this April through the 30th in 2026, we'll be actually selecting our family that is for 2027.
So you already have 2026 family.
Yes, we have the Fry family for 2026, and they were selected last year.
It has to be really hard to sit and go through those applications knowing at this point you can only choose one.
Yes.
That has to really be the driving force between wanting to grow and do more houses.
Absolutely, because it's gut-wrenching to know that you've turned away six or seven applicants that all generally share the same amount of need. We do strongly encourage people to reapply if you don't get it 1 year, you know, because it is so competitive. Apply again the next year.
You could have been that one all the way down to the neck, and then you are the one the next year.
And part of also what the family selection committee does is if someone's very close and say they're just, you know, like $1,000 away on their income from being able to apply, we try to mentor the families and tell them why they weren't selected. Like, hey, you know, you're so close on the income. If you can pick up, you know, you're part-time, if you can pick up just a couple more hours, you'll be in that right income bracket, and guide them to, like, what they can do to better position themselves for a chance, you know, in the following years, and encourage them to reapply.
Because this isn't just about not having income. It's about being able to pay once you have a house.
Absolutely.
So you have to have income.
Yes. The last thing that we would want to do is to be able to put somebody in their dream home and then realize that, you know, a couple years in, they can't make those payments. And, you know, we don't want to foreclose on anyone. That's the last thing that we want to do. We want to be able to walk alongside them through all the up and downs. But, you know, there are requirements for that. Their mortgage payments include property taxes, insurance, and we just need to make sure that they're going to be able to meet that and sustain that.
Because while you're helping them to have a house, you're also helping them to become homeowners with all the things that come with home ownership.
And any of us who own a home know that it never, you know, doesn't matter how new your home is and how old, life happens.
It does.
Silly things happen. You know, maybe you get into an accident and you end up needing a new vehicle. You know, that stuff happens, and we understand that. And we just ask our families, like, when those weird one-off circumstances happen, just to reach out to us. You know, hey, had an unexpected medical bill. I'm going to need to be, you know, a little bit, or I'm going to be a little shy on my mortgage payment. What do I do? Or can I pay it just 2 days beyond the date if I can pay the full amount? You know, we want to work with people. We're not, you know, it's not just black and white. That's not how life is. And we understand those circumstances happen. So we're really just wanting to walk beside them and make it a success for everyone.
And that's where your comment of a help hand up, yes, versus a handout is.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we've got more to learn here with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Stepping back in here with Laura McCartney, the Executive Director of Holmes County Habitat for Humanity. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we've talked about the processes and things that kind of go into what Habitat is, but you said that it's been 30 years in Holmes County here. There's got to be quite a lot of people that you've helped in that time.
Yeah, so in 1995 is when the Holmes County affiliate first began. To date, 42 homes, and that breaks down to about 66 adults and 105 children, which I just think is fantastic. When you think about that, you know, there's a lot of stuff we can do in our community that helps people for the day, for the year. This is helping for a lifetime. You know, you've affected Holmes
life.
County has affected their entire lives. Like, because of this opportunity, you know, 105 children, they have been directly affected. And I think that is just unreal, that to think you've affected someone for their whole entire lifetime, you know.
Exactly. If they're young children, mm-hmm, but old enough to know
absolutely
where they were to where they are, it gives, I'm sure it gives them an appreciation too. Like, I've been helped. Yeah. Now I want to help.
Absolutely. I think that definitely comes back into, you know, into their viewpoint. And, you know, out of those 42 homes, we've already had 13 of them that have paid off their mortgages. So, you know, that's a big celebration whenever that happens.
Because you guys use a standard 30-year mortgage.
Yes, standard 30-year mortgage. It is interest-free, which is one of the benefits of doing, you know, having Habitat Home, is you don't have to stress about that giant down payment and worry about the interest. So that is a huge draw.
Exactly, because that is really the stumbling point. Am I going to get a fixed interest versus, yeah, a variable? How do I have the down payment? I know I got lucky and didn't need a down payment on my house because, yeah, of the type of loan that I have.
Yeah.
Not a Habitat loan, but, yeah, one that equally helps people with a certain income.
And that's definitely not like the typical, right? That's definitely,
no,
an outside, you know.
It helped being a single, you know, female,
mm-hmm,
purchasing their first home.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that giving them that mortgage where they have to pay,
mm-hmm,
they get that feeling they're just like everybody else with their,
absolutely,
mortgage payment. But,
and they're paying the property taxes as well. So I think some people have asked, you know, like, well, do they pay property taxes? Of course they pay property
and
taxes.
And they have to have insurance.
Absolutely. They have insurance. And, you know, those taxes go to the everything that, like, your home taxes and mine do, which, you know, the fire and EMS, streets, schools, like, it feeds right back into the community.
Because there, it's still a purchased home.
Absolutely.
It just, the where the money comes from,
yes,
has changed.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's lots of ways to buy a home. You're just one of those ways that have helped these families.
Yes, we are kind of helping a gap of individuals that, you know, maybe just need a little extra, like I said, you know, they need a hand up and a little maybe extra guidance on some things, and then they're good.
Now, when they pay the house off, it's theirs free and clear, no ties to Habitat, correct?
So, yes, for the most part. Now, some of the grants that have happened in the past do have, like, clauses where the original family needs to remain in the home as their primary residence for up to 10 years. But, yeah, when the home is paid off, even if they pay, you know, the home off early, if they've saved hard and have been making extra payments on that, yeah, get a job where now they're making more a year and they can put more towards the home. When it's paid off, it is their home.
And that's another feel-good thing. Like, sometimes you feel like when you get help that you always have that tie to whoever helped you. Like, it's still theirs,
yeah,
but they want you to think it's yours.
Yeah, and that's...
But you guys are about helping them get their life back.
Yeah, they have the ownership of that. And yes, like I said before, though, you're always going to be part of our habitat family. We always want that community.
You're not
going to
let them go that easy.
We just, you know, we want to have those success stories too, so that maybe family that's on the edge of like, well, I don't know if we should do this or not, and they can see the other families, they can reach out to them and ask, like, what was your experience for this? You know, what was something that you found to be a challenge? What was the most rewarding part? Do you think we, you know, should do this? And having the peers reach out and, you know, help guide as well. Like, you're always going to be an ambassador for our cause. And I would hope that they'd be excited, you know, to be that ambassador, because why would you not want to encourage and help your fellow, you know, community members that are in the same boat that you were once in?
Exactly. You were there. You know what it's like.
Absolutely.
That's the best way for somebody to get information, is to get it from somebody who's been there and done that.
Yep. Come talk to us. But if I'm too intimidating, which I kind of laugh at the thought.
Anybody who has seen her, she is not intimidating.
But you know, if someone's more comfortable reaching out to someone who's been through it, like, we encourage that. Yeah, absolutely.
And go have lunch and just talk it out and figure out if this is the right thing for you. And thankfully, we're talking at enough time here. You have time to make the decision before
Absolutely.
The application period.
Yep. April 1st is when they'll be available. So you've got time.
We've got a month.
Yeah. If you have questions, call me up. You know, we can talk over the phone. We can correspond through email. If you want to meet and have coffee and we can talk face to face, I'm also open to that.
Who's going to turn down a nice little coffee chat or hot chocolate in my case?
Yes, hot chocolate tea.
You know, all the regulars. So you are a part of a new family and creating ownership, and that's really the main takeaway with all of that. You guys have helped lots of people in your 30 years and a lot more in the future.
And we're hoping to expand that to even more in the near future.
We'll see those numbers go up a lot quicker, I think.
I hope so. That is the goal.
We've got one last segment here with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. It's our last segment here with Laura McCartney, the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. And you've talked a lot about partnerships and working together with people. Is there groups within Habitat where it's like a director's association or things like that that you're involved in?
So Habitat is an international organization, and then it's broken down into states. So we have state folks that often put on Zoom meetings, and they'll highlight some personal, you know, an aspect of something that's maybe changing or something that people have had a lot of questions with. They also do meetups as well. There's conferences that are available. I've yet to take advantage of one of those because I just was trying to get my feet kind of underneath me this first year. But there's also the occasional meeting where several affiliates will get together and maybe they're looking at different grants that they could apply to as a group to increase chances of attaining that funding. So there's definitely resources out there.
Because it's important to network and have those contacts and have people who have been, especially for you as a new director, people you can reach out to and be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And the wonderful part of that is you get people from all over the state that you can call and say, hey, if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to use me as a resource. And I definitely have called in a few of those favors this year, and it's been wonderful.
And you've got some local surrounding county habitats too that are great to reach out to and work with as well.
Absolutely. Wayne County being one of those. Beth is wonderful up there. She's, you know, encouraged me that if I have any questions or want to partner with things.
She's been doing that for a long time.
Yes, yes. She stepped in when it was very similar as far as employees being, you know, on the shorter side, smaller side of things, I should say, and growing that and having their restore. So she is an absolutely invaluable resource.
And along with what you're involved in with the Habitat organization, you're also involved in the community.
Absolutely. I'm part of the Holmes County Leadership Class this year, which has been wonderful. I think I may have mentioned that in one of the previous segments, that just meeting other leaders and business owners in the community. And then obviously, I think the next one is the Housing and Transportation Coalition. Definitely a big part of that. Want to make sure that we're involved in that and having our voices heard and what we see as a need, you know, being kind of boots on the ground in the county.
And you're one of the key aspects that can help.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Hopefully. And, you know, and, you know, not trying to reinvent the wheel, but figuring out where you can make more of those connections that make sense for the county.
And are you involved in any other groups or anything?
Oh, I've got a lot of hobbies. There is a large group that I'm a part of that is adventure riding motorcycles, mm-hmm. so dirt roads and gravel roads. And if you live in Holmes County, you know that we have no shortage of those wonderful roads. And we ride with a lot of people that come from all over the state and even neighboring states to Holmes, Knox, and Coshocton counties to be a part of that. And it's always amazing to me how those people are so excited to come to our area and support our small businesses. I cannot tell you how many of them have pestered me about the Glenmont Tavern finally being open for a burger. They're very excited to help our smaller, more rural areas to thrive. And so it's kind of neat to see how those things, while you may not connect housing and habitat with motorcycles, like, people outside of our community are honestly very invested that our community does well as well, because they enjoy the people that are a part of this community, and they want to make sure that they've got, you know, safe and affordable houses too, and thriving businesses.
There's a reason that our biggest part of our economy is the tourism and travel.
Yes.
People want to come here, and a lot of people understand too that for us to maintain that, people have to live here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, be able to function here, and their support helps that.
Absolutely.
So it's good that you have a group that is willing to help you, because that helps you in the end.
Exactly.
And you never know who you're going to meet in a group like
and
that.
Exactly. There's
and
been
the
a lot of
that you make.
A lot of wonderful connections made there, and a lot of education gathered in that aspect that has translated to helping in Holmes County. So
It's what it's all about. I think I say it with everybody. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
The connections definitely help. And the more knowledge you can gather from those people, like I said, I like to say, why reinvent the wheel? If somebody's doing something successfully, you know, find out how they did that and why they did that and how it can apply to what you're doing.
And why be a master of one thing when you can be a jack of all trades?
I definitely feel like I fall into that category.
All right. Well, as we are getting ready to wrap up here, did we miss anything? Is there anything else that you would like to add in? Or
I think we've covered just about everything. Again, if somebody is interested in figuring out how you can be more involved with our habitat here in Holmes County, I encourage you to reach out. If you're a family that is on the fence of whether or not maybe you would be a good fit for our program, please reach out. Please absolutely reach out to us. We want to see if we can assist you. That's why we're here.
And that contact information again for folks in case they do want to reach out.
Sure. So the cell phone is 234-354-0017. You can also call our landline, which is 330-674-4673. And you can reach out via Facebook Messenger if you're an online person, or you can email director@holmescountyhabitat.org.
And just know that if you call the landline, you're probably going to get voicemail.
Actually, it should forward onto the cell phone,
nice.
Which is on me pretty much 24/7. So I maybe don't call at 3 a.m., but I will get back to you as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you so much for helping us learn more about Habitat and what you're providing for Holmes County and about yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
That was Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Laura McCartney. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't forget to tune in to Focus Fridays each and every Friday here on WKLM. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Fridays icon, and then the episode that you missed. Stay tuned for next week's episode right here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.